Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. We have been through some incredible shifts recently, and now the I Am Presence, the true God reality of every man, woman, and child, is at long last in a position to communicate more effectively with our hearts and our conscious minds. The bonds of our manipulative human egos have been burst asunder, and our I Am Presence has escorted this wayward aspect of our personality into the higher schools of learning in the inner planes. Day by day, this shift is allowing more and more people to hear the still small voice within. I know this seems a little unbelievable, but the truth is that this shift of vibration has been in the works for eons of time. It has been a process that has been reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace, which took place thousands and probably millions of years ago. So today we're going to begin this process of serving as surrogates on behalf of humanity as we allow this I Am Presence within us to have greater access to our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. When we realize that we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this sweet earth, we realize that we are one within all life. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. We will be functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being woven into our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are creating a force field of light through your mighty I Am Presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every person evolving on this planet. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, you are lifting up all life with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but sometimes challenging time on earth. So as we listen to this program together and participate as one heart, one breath, one consciousness, one energy vibration of pure divine love, remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. One of the things our I Am Presence wants us to understand through every level of consciousness, now that we are not being manipulated the way we have been in the past by our lower human egos, is that there is no separation. We are one with all life. That means that every thought, word, action, or feeling we express at any given moment either adds to the collective light of the world or to the shadows of the world, depending on what the energy and vibration is of that thought, word, action, or feeling. So now that our human ego is no longer able to manipulate us in the way it has for eons of time. People everywhere are beginning to awaken at a greatly accelerated pace. And when they do, they lift up their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to increase on earth. When our consciousness is raised and the light of God increases in our lives, we truly begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of all life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We then know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are all one, and that there is no such thing as us and them. Today we're going to discuss what all of this means and what you and I can do to heal that consciousness of polarizing energy, us against them, that has caused so much pain and suffering for people all over the world. We are now in a position to accomplish this mighty feat. All we have to do now is stay focused on the light, connect with our I Am presence, and invoke the light of God to transmute the obsolete behavior patterns that were associated with our fear-based, fragmented, manipulative human ego. This will be God victoriously accomplished through the power of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This sacred fire that pours forth from the heart of God is the perfect balance of the sapphire blue light of divine will and power that resonates from the heart of our Father God, and the crystalline pink essence of divine love and reverence for all life that resonates from the heart of our Mother God. When the pink and blue radiance of our Father God's power and our Mother God's love merge into one incredible force field, a violet flame of unfathomable power is created. This is the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. And what this essence does is it raises the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever we project into it, and it transforms it back into light. Now that our I Am presence has the ability to intervene in our lives more effectively, we can clear the residue of our human ego's miscreations in a greatly enhanced way. We need to observe the negativity that is surfacing to be transmuted back into light, and we need to invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, asking that every electron of this energy be transmuted, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into God's perfection. All we need to do is ask our I Am presence to flood every electron of energy that our human ego has ever misqualified with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and transmute it back into light. Allow yourself to be an instrument of God in this process. We need to observe the negativity that is surfacing to be transmuted back into light so that we can invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection to transmute it. But we must not stay stuck there. Once we invoke the violet flame, then we need to focus our attention on what we want to co-create on the planet and in our individual lives, instead of just paying attention to the residue of our human miscreations that are coming up to be healed and transmuted into light. One of my favorite quotes from Buckminster Fuller is that in order to change something, we do not try to alter the existing model. We create a new model and make the old one obsolete. This is what we need to do right here and right now with all of the existing systems that were created by the lower consciousness of humanity's human egos. For instance, the banking systems and Wall Street have proven that there is no depth of greed or corruption to which they will not sink. Instead of waiting for the people involved in these miscreations to awaken, the people that are already awakening with a higher consciousness need to tap in to the causal body of God and create new monetary systems that will make the old ones irrelevant. Instead of waiting for the corporations who have created the devastating pollution on the planet to develop a reverence for all life, people who are awakening with a higher consciousness need to reach up and tap the viable solutions and the new possibilities for free, clean energy that are pulsating within the causal body of God. Our time is at hand. This is our moment. This is what we have been preparing for lifetimes, to be able to assist during this cosmic moment in transmuting the human miscreations of our lower human egos and implementing the higher patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that will create the new earth, the fifth dimensional realms of light in the physical plane. The key is that we need to face these challenges and co-create new options without falling into the consciousness of us against them. Remember, there is no separation. We are all one. When we begin doing battle with the patterns of perfection that we're trying to change, we become part of the problem rather than part of the solution. Because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through, and the company of heaven are now revealing to us, we need to awaken. The company of heaven is asking us, awakened light workers around the world, to utilize the collective cup of humanity's consciousness now and to build in momentum between now and 2012. We are being asked to co-create a force field of transfiguring divine love that will envelop the earth and all life evolving upon her. This will help to shift the mass consciousness of humanity and to lift each particle of life up, revealing the oneness of all life in new and profound ways. As the infinite love of God floods into the hearts and minds of unawakened souls, they will be able to raise their heads above the chaos and the confusion of their lives that were created by their lower human egos that have been preventing them from perceiving the light and recognizing that they are not the fragmented fear-based consciousness of their human ego, but rather they are beloved and powerful sons and daughters of God. Each and every one of us is powerful beyond our knowing, and our egos, who manipulated and controlled us in the past, fought tooth and nail to prevent us from recognizing that we were sons and daughters of God. That ego consciousness is no longer able to do that. We certainly have the ability to reactivate those etheric records and act out of those old belief systems, but it is no longer part of our consciousness, and we can easily shift into the acceptance of the truth of who we are and why we are on this planet. Then we will remember the truth of our oneness with all life, which will be reflected in our behavior patterns and our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Go within and ask the presence of God pulsating in your heart to reveal to you your part in this divine plan. This is a cosmic moment, and we are all being asked to raise up into a higher level of divine service. If you feel the heart call to participate, please join with fellow lightworkers from around the world and weave your radiant light into this chalice of this divine mission and offer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of your brothers and sisters in the family of humanity. Prepare to release the residue of the behavior patterns that no longer serve your highest good as you pave the way for an unprecedented shift of consciousness. Every day, deliberately use your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions to add to the light of the world. Remember, you have been training for lifetimes to do this. Ask your I Am presence for guidance. Listen to your heart and trust yourself. You are powerful beyond your knowing. One of the key factors that is necessary at this time is that we heal the incredible polarization that our egos have perpetuated for eons of time. These polarizing activities in the outer world are being pushed to the surface and are being greatly compounded at this time by our fears and the old patterns and beliefs that were perpetuated by our human egos. What's happening now is that every day more and more people are awakening. This inspires them to lift their hearts and their minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to increase on earth. As I mentioned, when our consciousness is raised and the light of God increases in our lives, we begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Then we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we are all one and that there is no such thing as us and them. When this reality resonates in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the validity of war becomes impossible to accept, and the concept of poverty, greed, corruption, violence, the abuse of power, oppression, hatred, selfishness, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, and every other reflection of our belief in separation become intolerable. Now, often from our newly awakened state of consciousness, our reflex response is to take a stand against these negative situations and behavior patterns. But unfortunately, this causes us to polarize ourselves against the people involved in perpetuating these behavior patterns. Anytime we polarize ourselves against a person or a group of people, we motivate them to fight back. This merely widens the abyss between us and causes further separation. We attempt to solve this problem by arguing our case and trying to coerce the people we are polarized against into seeing things our way. We share all of our newly acquired insights and try to convince them that their way of thinking and feeling is flawed and that our way is right. Then in turn, they argue from their perspective that our way of thinking is delusional and that we are being duped by unrealistic idealism. Of course, these arguments are futile and only exacerbate our polarization. It is time for us all to really grasp the fact that people do not know what they do not know. When a person awakens, his or her consciousness is raised up, and their perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with greater awareness. This shift of consciousness allows the person to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of life at a deeper level. This awakening results in an indisputable inner knowing within the person's heart and mind. Then, when an unawakened person tries to deny or discredit this inner knowing of an awakened person, it is futile. That effort is like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there is no such thing as color or music. The difference in that situation is that the sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music. The sighted hearing person would have compassion for the deaf and blind person and would respond to them with love and patience and understanding. Unfortunately, we cannot easily tell if someone is awakened or not. So what we do is that we often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, or that they should understand more than they are capable of understanding. When we expect more from people than they are capable of, we are generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things, which only polarizes us further. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere. It is a time when humanity is being purged, and the negative behavior patterns of our lower human egos that were perpetuated for eons of time are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted. This is a necessary part of our transformation and a cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension into the fifth dimension. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. It seems as though every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of corporate greed, governmental corruption, atrocities of war, gross imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other things that reflect humanity's fear and a belief in separation. These things have existed for a very long time, but they have not been brought to the attention of the masses as profusely as they are at this time. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized over every conceivable aspect of life. They are polarized over the wars, the economy, taxes, health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management, labor, medicine, food, water, air, the environment, and on ad infinitum. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever known. The earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite physical perfection. In order for the earth and humanity to complete this ascension process and for heaven on earth to become a manifest reality, we must heal this polarization. Then God's eternal peace and abundance will be the order of the new day on this planet. Since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of life, it is up to awakened light workers to heal the polarization. This means you and me and every other awakened soul on earth. This is our purpose and reason for being in embodiment at this time. And we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. What affects one part of life affects all life. In other words, as I am lifted up in consciousness, all life is lifted up with me. instead of polarizing against everything we disagree with, we need to create a new reality, a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of separation obsolete. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor daily and hourly as we take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation and focus it on the vision of what we want to manifest in creating heaven on earth. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect oneness or reverence for life, we must invoke the light of God into the situation and transmute the negativity that's associated with it by using the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Then, we must envision what we want to create in its place. Look at all its facets of the surfacing negativity and say to yourself, what do I want to co-create for humanity, my family, and myself instead of this? Instead of polarizing against our government, for instance, we can invoke the I Am presences of the people who hold public office and ask them to take command of their thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Then we can visualize the public officials striving for the highest good of all humanity. When greed, selfishness, and the gross imbalances in the distribution of wealth are brought to our attention, we can ask the I Am presences of the people involved in these activities as well to get involved and to raise their consciousness. We can envision the I Am presence taking command of their hearts and minds, and we can visualize them, these people, responding with integrity, generosity, and a willingness to assist those who are less fortunate than themselves. Whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we bring into form. We need to create the vision of what we want life on earth to be like. Then we need to set about creating that new reality. In addition to empowering the vision of heaven on earth with our every thought, word, feeling, and action, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Since all life is interconnected, when we lift into a higher level of consciousness or transmute an aspect of human consciousness that no longer serves our highest good, we also lift and transmute the collective consciousness and the energies of all humanity as well. As we transmute our own obsolete behavior patterns, we need to simply ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift their consciousness and to transmute their negative behavior patterns simultaneously. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life on this sweet earth, let's join together and co-create a unified force field of transfiguring divine love. This force field will be far more powerful in its impact on humanity's global consciousness than any of the other humanly created force fields of energy that are perpetuating the serious problems facing us on this planet. It is a universal law that if the inner conditions or forces within humanity's global consciousness are transformed through love, the outer conditions of the world will perceive to reflect the divine plan for the earth. The divine plan for the earth is a living, active, all-powerful force field that will produce perfection if not interfered with by our lower human egos that no longer have the ability to manipulate us. In the heavenly realms, the beings of light work purely and precisely with the great folk forces of cause knowing full well that the effects will take place, take care of themselves. Most of us are currently trying to manage the effects and not the cause in our lives, rather than focusing on what created this in the beginning. When we focus on the effects instead of the cause, it is like trying to change things by changing a reflection in a mirror without changing what is causing the reflection in the first place. Let me repeat that. Most of us are currently trying to manage the effects in our life rather than focusing on the cause, which will truly change the situation from within. Trying to change things by focusing on the effects is like trying to change the reflection in the mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection. It is a futile effort. To ensure the transformation of inner conditions for humanity and the earth, let's join together and create a force field of transfiguring divine love. Centered within unity consciousness, our collective spiritual ability will empower each of us to accomplish this facet of the divine plan. In order to do this, let's join together in consciousness for a guided visualization. Please focus on this visualization now with the full power of your attention, knowing that you are joining in one pointed consciousness with lightworkers around the world. We begin by invoking the mighty I Am presence within our own heart flame, and the I Am presence within the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. We ask this divinity to take full dominion of our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we ask our Father, Mother, God to expand the flame of transfiguring divine love that is blazing in every person's heart flame. This expansion of transfiguring divine love creates a tremendous magnetic heart of divine love that expands and expands and expands until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This blazing heart of transfiguring divine love draws to itself the energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure love from every ascended level of being in the universe. This gift of love now flows through every heart flame into our planetary cause and helps us to manifest the perfection of oneness and reverence for all life through the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on earth. I am going within to the divinity of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love within the divinity of my heart and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my mighty I Am presence. From this level of divine consciousness, I realize that I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and collectively we have created this magnificent heart of pure divine love that is now enveloping the entire planet Earth. This heart of transfiguring divine love is drawing to itself pure love from every ascended level of being. It is flowing into our planetary cause, creating the opportunity for our transformation. As this transfiguring divine love expands from heart flame to heart flame, blazing in through and around every particle of life evolving on this planet, our Father, Mother, God, send forth a clarion call, invoking assistance for this activity of light. On the return current of the call of our Father, Mother, God, 12 magnificent solar archangels of transfiguring divine love respond. These selfless beings of light descend into the atmosphere of Earth from the great, great silence, the core of the realms of cause. They take their strategic positions around the planet and willingly prepare to assist us with this activity of light. These solar archangels are stationed equal distance around the Earth's equator. And as one unified force of transfiguring divine love, they project the light from their heart flames into the very center of the Earth. As this light blends with the divine momentum in the center of the Earth, the solar archangels begin conducting a symphony of pure divine love that ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. The transfiguring divine love from these archangels expands through the fifth dimensional solar heart chakra of every person on the planet. And the I Am presence of every person now becomes a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on this planet. Together, we in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project this force field of transfiguring divine love. This sacred fire now blazes through all humanity, through the elemental kingdom, the earth, the air, the water, the fire, and the ether elements. It expands through the angelic kingdom and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is now experiencing this force field of transfiguring divine love from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. Through their I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration, the cause of the primal light substance, which has gone into the present negative conditions that are surfacing now to be healed all over the planet. Through the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God, the solar archangels, and the I Am presence of every person on Earth, we are the cause of this magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love, now anchored on Earth. Together, with our Father, Mother, God, the solar archangels, and every person's I Am presence, we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love from the realms of cause, which humanity is ascending now out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. Unified in consciousness with the realms of earth and the kingdom of heaven, we are the open door that no one can shut. The I Am presence within each person is now exploring and rediscovering the company of heaven and the divinity within every other person, in which we now find complete support for the fulfillment of our divine plans. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love is attracting now to each of us personally and collectively as we live within it from this moment forth. This incredible force field of pure divine transfiguring divine love is being permanently secured within every heart flame, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, through the I Am presence of each person with every breath we take. We are being raised through this activity of light into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love we were always destined to be. We now know ourselves and all humanity as beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. The 12 solar archangels are now expanding their light to embrace every human being in a cosmic force field of transfiguring divine love that is being secured in through and around each person through the guidance and acceptance of their I Am presence. This force field surrounds each of us and is anchored directly within the divinity of our hearts. As this occurs, every person's I Am presence now affirms with a deep inner knowing, I am a planetary force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me. The heart of transfiguring divine love that is now enveloping this earth is transforming the primal light substance of my four earthly bodies into pure divine light, as well as the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata within the body of Mother Earth. Through this activity of light, I am changing the inner conditions for the entire planet, and I am setting this earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life, and now with every holy breath I take, I in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project the love of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning. I feel this force field of divine love permanently secured within my heart flame and the heart flames of all humanity. I accept that this force field of transfiguring divine love is manifest now and forever sustained through my heart flame, through God's holy grace. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and my toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally. What should we anticipate now that our human ego has been released into the higher schools of learning and our I Am presence has greater dominion of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings? Even though we have already begun our ascension into the fifth dimension, humanity's focus of our attention is critical in creating a new reality. There's a lot of attention being put on what will happen in 2012. And this is opening a multidimensional doorway into the divine heart and mind of God. The focus of our attention is creating a moment in time when the focused attention and positive expectations of millions of people around the world have the potential of catapulting this planet and all her life forward in the light. Now, people everywhere are becoming aware of 2012, and anticipation abounds. People are asking, what will happen? How will this personally affect my family and me? Will this event change who I am or how I live? Will it result in peace and abundance in the world? Or will there be cataclysmic earth changes? Will it change the way people think and feel about each other? What will this event actually mean in the overall scheme of things for planet Earth? As usual, there is a plethora of speculation, and depending on where people's level of consciousness is, they are predicting everything, ranging from instant manifestation of heaven on Earth to the catastrophic end of the world. The truth is, humanity is co-creating this event, and not even our Father, Mother, God, or the Company of Heaven know exactly how the events of 2012 will physically manifest on Earth. The outcome will be determined by humanity and how you and I and the rest of the people evolving on this planet choose to use our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to manifest patterns of perfection for the new Earth. One thing is assured, however, that the light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented fear-based consciousness of our obsolete human ego. Because of the awakening of millions of light workers, this monumental influx of light and the focus of attention on 2012 will have only positive results. The events of 2012 are being orchestrated through the unified efforts of both heaven and earth, with the intent of accelerating humanity's awakening process and Earth's ascension into the fifth dimension. The important thing for humanity to remember is that there is no separation, and we are all sons and daughters of God. It is our divine birthright, our responsibility, and our obligation to co-create heaven on earth in this physical reality. We are the ones who will determine the results of this incredible influx of light that will take place during 2012. In order for us to fully understand how this event will affect us personally and collectively, we just need to remember that we are all multidimensional beings, and we function in various dimensions of existence simultaneously. This is true even though on a conscious level, we are usually unaware of anything but this dense physical plane. Normally, we judge everything by what we perceive to be happening in the outer world. The problem with that is that the physical plane of Earth is the most elusive and the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. It is also the very last dimension to reflect the changes that will take place in the realms of cause. Our perception and our interpretation of what is really going on, based on what we see in the outer world, is usually very distorted, and in many instances, it is totally inaccurate. Even when major events such as 2012 take place, the changes occur first and foremost in the realms of cause. Then our I Am presence assimilates the newly formed patterns of perfection and gently projects them into the threefold flame of our hearts. From our threefold flame, the changes and all of the divine potential associated with them gradually begin to surface and reflect into our conscious minds. We then have the ability to co-create these new patterns in the world of effects by projecting them into the physical plane through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. If we choose to participate in these activities of light on a conscious level, deliberately bringing forth what we want to manifest in the physical plane, instead of empowering all of our fears, the negativity, and what we don't want, the events of 2012 will be profound and life-transforming. Just for a moment, allow these words to resonate in your heart as we close this special session today. And know, through all levels of consciousness, through your I Am presence, I am an instrument of God. I am weaving my gifts, talents, knowledge, strength, courage, compassion, and love into the tapestry of the divine plan for the new earth. I am responding to my heart's call, and I am God in action in the physical plane. I am consecrating my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to be the greatest force of good I am capable of being on this planet. I am making a positive difference every day. Through the focus of my attention, I am expressing the following truths. I am one with all life. I am divine love. I am infinite abundance. I am the harmony of my true being. I am vibrantly healthy and eternally youthful. I am a peace-commanding presence. The action I take every day improves my family, my job, my community, my city, my country, and the world. I have a healing touch. I am communing with the angelic kingdom and the elemental kingdom. I am transfiguring this planet into the perfection of the new earth. I am my I Am presence. I am that I am. And so it is. Beloved ones, thank you for giving yourself the gift of becoming a powerful force of light on this planet. You are making a positive difference for yourself and for all life everywhere. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our glorious chalice of light and to add to the light of the world. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and my website is www. eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.